when I had worked diligently for a corporation. Of course, the corporation changed three different times in 30 years, 29 years. And I had worked and poured out my heart for those people. But technically speaking, I knew I was not working for that corporation. I was working for Jesus. And I know the King never lets me down. But after 29 years of dedicated service, they walked in one day and says, "We need to see you in 30 minutes at the headquarters building in the HR office." I thought, I wonder why they want to see me in 30 minutes. And they said, drop every, and the order for me to go there came from the top manager in the building where I was. I was a manager too. So I got in my truck and I drove over there. I walked in. I said, walked into HR and I said, "What can I do for y'all?" "Thurman, you are going to have to stop talking to people about Jesus in the workplace." I said, "No, absolutely not." I took that out of my vocabulary years ago. Amen. I said, "I serve the living God." They said, "Thurman, we had some complaints against you and said you were mishandling." They showed me the letter. Of course, it was typed, so I couldn't, it had no name on it. Said, "We had a letter that came to our world headquarters office." It didn't just come to the corporate headquarters. It went to the world headquarters, official complaint against me that I was mishandling company funds and company equipment. So they sent an internal team and an external team, and they came to check me out, and they was there 30 days, both teams. And when they come to me for the results of it, they said, "Well, we've been sent to check, and we can't find not one penny out of place. You have the best records of anybody ever in our corporation. We can't find nothing you've done wrong with nothing. There's nobody has any problem with you, except we find one little thing that we don't understand." I said, "What's that?" They said, "We find a little Ranger pickup that used to belong to you." I said, "Oh, yeah. And it now belongs to our company." I said, "That's true. We can find no records where the company ever paid you for that." Wow. I said, "That's right." I said, "We had a pickup burn out there. It got a short in some wiring, and it burned out there on the ramp. And I went to and it totally burned it up. I said, I went to the company to try to get enough money to replace it. I had to have that pickup to get the job done. And I said, they would not provide me with the money for a new one. And so I asked them for a used one, and they would not provide me with money for a used one. They said they couldn't afford it. So I had a little Ranger pickup that I just overhauled the engine on and the automatic transmission, and it was in perfect shape, and I really didn't need it. So I just thought, okay, I can't let them drive it in my name. So I said, I signed it over free to the company." Wow. "You give that to us?" I said, "Yeah. The company's been good to me." So I said, "Yeah, I gave that to y'all." "You gave us a truck?" I said, "Yeah, if y'all can't afford one, I can. I work for Jesus." So they couldn't find a thing in my records that was wrong. Nothing. And you know, a few years before that, a man had called me. He was an ex-pastor, and he had got out of the workforce and out of the pastorate, got back into workforce. And one day he said, "I'm driving down the road," and I hadn't seen him in 5 or 6 years. And he called me on the phone and said, "Thurman, the Lord just spoke to me and told me to call you." And I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I hadn't talked to you in 5 or 6 years. I said, "What are you doing?" He told me. He just said, "But I'm driving down the road, and the Lord spoke to me and said, call Thurman right now and tell him I'm going to give him the spirit of Daniel." I said, "The spirit of Daniel." And then I saw that come to pass. That's exactly what happened to Daniel. You know, Daniel was in the workplace. He had knowledge and wisdom to interpret dreams and do great things. And anytime anybody needed anything, where's the man of God? And they finally come down, and they couldn't find nothing wrong with what he did, but they could find what he did wrong for Jesus, and so that's what they condemned him with. That's how they fired me. I thought, you know, God, you did give me the spirit of Daniel. I'm grateful for that. After all, he's the king.
Amen.
You know, I just work for him. You just work for him. So anyway, they couldn't find a thing wrong with me, but they said, you're going, we're going to give you one last chance. You have to stop talking about Jesus in the workplace, and you have to start praying. Stop praying for everybody in the workplace. I said, no. That's not even an option.
Amen.
They said, well, we're going to send you home with pay for 2 weeks, and then we're going to call you back and give you one last chance. I said, well, you might as well finish it now, because I ain't changed. And I thought, no, that's okay. Give me 2 weeks. I love it. You know, because they're going to say this, going to pay me and let me go home. I said, okay, good. I'll go home and think about it. I went home and I meditated on the Word of God for 2 weeks. And they paid me. I thought, wow, what a vacation. This is great. I don't have to do nothing. Got my paycheck. So I went back in. They called me and said, okay, come back in 2 o'clock this afternoon. I said, okay. I went in and they said, now then, one last chance. Are you going to stop talking about Jesus in the workplace? I said, absolutely not.
Amen.
Absolutely not. They said, well, here, would you sign these papers? I looked at them. It says, you know, if you sign these, you agree to a termination without any kind of problems. And these are the 5 things that you're being terminated for. And all of them revolved around my service to the king. Nothing to do with my work. Not a thing wrong with my work. I said, praise God. I can't think of a better thing in the world to get fired for than Jesus. So I signed the papers, and as soon as I signed the papers and they handed me a copy, I said, praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And this one lady, she said, I ain't never seen nobody like you. Do you realize that you're just out of a job? I said, ma'am, I never did work for this company. I work for Jesus. And I said, I don't know what he has for me in the future, but I know he's got something going on. Now, I said, somebody asked me here a while back. They said, Thurman, how long are you going to work as an engineer? I said, forever. I'm young. I'm vibrant. I'm in good health. So, yeah, I'm going to work forever. And Jesus says, oh, yeah, I got different plans. The king has different plans sometimes. You know, and his and yours don't coincide.
Amen.
And if he's not getting your attention, he'll get it some other way.
Amen.
That's just like this last week. I was wanting to get a little piece of land for us to have. It's kind of like a little, I guess, a little out, little resort area or whatever. And I wanted to buy 100 acres land out close to Lubbock. I went out there and looked at Dave, and I went out there and I liked it. And so I thought, well, I'll take Cheryl out there. So next day I flew her out there and she liked it. And we thought this would be great. Had a beautiful little 3-bedroom brick home on it and everything. You know, nice. Had a well and power and everything. And right on a nice highway and everything else. And the guy was asking $97,000 for a 97 acres of land with a house. I told him, I said, I'll make him an offer. I'll give him $90,000 for it. The guy said, well, you got a business card? Cheryl said, I got one. So she gave him a business card, the real estate guy. He said, well, I'll talk to him and see if he'll take $90,000. I said, okay. And on the way home, I got to thinking, you know, if he don't take $90,000, I'm going to give him the $97,000, you know, because it's worth it, I thought. But you know me, I'm always going to try to save a little money if I can. The next day, we were in Georgia. About noon, he hadn't called, and so we were getting ready to go over to the church in a little while. So I thought, well, I'll call him. He said, well, there's him and his wife still debating on what they're going to do. Okay. The next day at 1 o'clock, he called me. And he said, I don't know what's going on, Thurman. I said, what do you mean? He said, they've told me that they've changed their mind and the land is not for sale at any price. If I ever had a door slammed in my face by God, when that happens, you know what the Lord's trying to say? This ain't yours. He got something better. That's right. He said, this ain't yours. I got something else for you. So did I fuss over that? Absolutely not. I said, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, now his ways, do I understand God? No. Does this guy understand God? No. This guy, if he'd understood God, he wouldn't have reached up and touched that, would he, Tom? If he'd have had any clue, or at least he was fixing to die when he reached up to do something good for God, Blower said, it's over. I told you not to touch that, and I'm in it. Woo! I mean, when the king says don't do something, he means business. But David was angry. You know, you might be angry if one of your employees got killed and he's serving God and he's doing everything. And you went, what is this? Especially if you knew God did it. David was angry because the Lord's anger had blazed out against you. Somebody said, God don't have an anger problem. He may not have an anger problem, but he's got an anger. We see it right there, don't we? Now let's go to the next verse, 9 and 10. David was now afraid of the Lord. Hey, fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Until you get that, you're just out there doing what you want to do, and you think, God ain't going to do nothing to me. But let me tell you. In fact, we had one of the people in that meeting down there, I believe it was one in Georgia. They got to spend, I think it was 2 hours in hell. Was that Georgia, honey? Yeah. This man, he got to spend 2 hours in hell. And let me tell you, he said it was months before I could even talk about it. He said, I don't want to go back to that place. You know, I told him, I said, you know, I got a few people in my church ought to spend 5 minutes down there at least. You know, if every one of you could just spend 5 minutes in that place, you would be a different person next Sunday. You know that? If I were to take you and set you on a hot, burning fire and say, you know, I'm only going to light this fire under you for just 1 second, you would hate me forever. Wouldn't you, Jesse? Yeah, no, you wouldn't. You ain't going there, are you? But you don't want to get in that fire for a second, do you? How would you like to have been those little children the other day in the Dallas News when that woman doused them little children with gasoline and her? Anybody see that in the paper? Several of y'all saw that in the paper. Just think, that woman doused her children with gasoline and herself and then lit them, and all of them died, burning to death. That's got to be awful. I mean, that's got to be a woman controlled by the devil.
Amen.
I mean, that she can kill her own children. But David was now afraid of the Lord, and he asked, how can I ever bring the ark of the Lord back into my care? In other words, he's afraid. You know what? I'd be afraid too. If somebody reached up and touched that thing and he fell dead, I ain't going to walk up and touch that thing. Are you Jennifer? No, I ain't going to. Do you think God means business, young lady? You know he does, don't you? He means serious business. How can I ever bring the ark of God, of the Lord, back into my care? So David decided not to move the ark. I said, just leave that baby sitting there.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.